The 757 is steeped in high school and college sports tradition. It's time to give local sports the spotlight it deserves every single night. It's the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1.
I tell you what, it's a great time to be a sports fan all year round, but especially here in December. It's the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1 on this Tuesday, the 4th of December. 3 weeks from today is Christmas. My goodness, I haven't bought a thing yet. I'm in so much trouble. I'm Matt Hatfield, as I said. Kyle Hightower, other side of the glass, rocking his JMU sweatshirt. We have an abbreviated show tonight before the Jimmy V Classic, as you might have heard Kyle say, coming up at 6:30 tonight. It's Oklahoma, the Sooners at 6-1 overall, taking the court against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, also 6-1 on the season. We'll also have an abbreviated show on Wednesday night as we lead you up into Old Dominion men's basketball, the Monarchs taking on William and Mary at the Ted Constant Convocation Center as they continue their rivalry tour at home in Norfolk. You got high school football playoff action. You had an NFL Monday Night Football game that was very intriguing to many of fans out there. Eagles and Redskins, NFC East battle. You got college football news all over the place. College basketball in action. High school basketball tonight. Some good games. I'll be taking in one. And at this time, here on the 757 at 6, we have a special guest with us. He is the head football coach of the two-time state champion Lake Taylor Titans, hoping to make it three-time state champions this coming Saturday as they take the field at Liberty University in Lynchburg to take on the Woodgrove Wolverines. We're talking about Coach Hank Sawyer. Coach, how you doing out there?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for giving us some time here on your practice week before the state championship game. How was practice today for your guys?
What'd you say, Matt?
I said, how was practice for your guys today?
Oh, real good. We had a real good practice. Look, a little chilly out there, but that's the exciting part to be playing in December.
You know, that's the tough thing, Coach. I was wearing shorts and T-shirt yesterday. It was 65 degrees. Took the little niece out for a stroll, and today it is freezing cold. This weather's going to get people sick out here.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't mind it because you're out there all the time in December, it seems now, with these state championship games. Your fourth trip in 7 years to the state final, three of them now going to Liberty University, the one back in 2012 when you won your first there at Charlottesville at UVA. Let's flash back to this past weekend's game, 35-31 over Eastern View, just a thriller of a ball game. You've been a part of so many special games at Lake Taylor. Where does that one sit?
Well, that might be the top of the line because we were it was fourth and inches, and if they get the first down, season's over. Helmets over here, shoulder pads over there. But you know, the kids kept playing, and they were resilient, and here we are playing for the state championship.
Yes, you are. Your defense coming up in a shootout game, coming up with two stops on fourth down late in the fourth quarter. As a coach, do you sit there and think before a play like that about what you're going to say to your guys if you lose, or do you not think negatively like that?
I really didn't think about it, and you know, I was just trying to figure out we need the blitz because it's fourth and inches, because if we just let them get the ball, they can, you know, get the first down. So we wanted to bring pressure, and we did. And in doing so, we were able to cause them a bad snap, you know, where the quarterback had to try to get it back. And it's fourth down. And hey, you know, we felt like we've been there before as far as our racehorse offense. So we thought we had a chance. We actually, to be honest with you, we thought we were going to try to get into field goal range and kick one and tie it up. We never thought we could get the touchdown right then, you know.
Interesting. So you're thinking about trying the three-point play to send it to OT as opposed to getting the TD to win it there. And, you know, Coach, looking at your program the last several years, you guys have always, you know, before you won your first in 2012, were knocking on the door, running into Hampton and Phoebus, then you bust the door down at Harbor Park that year in 2012. And I think that these last several years, you and your staff and your players have been able to adjust in games. We know about the dominant running game you have with Malik Newton closing in on 2,000 yards rushing. Eastern View, obviously, they think, all right, we got to stack the box. And then in this game, it was Jeff Foster, Javon Harvey, and your passing attack over 300 yards through the air. And Javon Harvey made a special play on third down late.
Well, yeah, I had to stop being stubborn and wanted to force that run and say, you know, the game plan was let's take what they give us. And they gave us the pass. And we have some really good receivers, as well as Malik Newton, Javon Harvey, Akeem Wright. So that was our game plan. Let's take what they give us.
And Newton, deservedly so, the Region 4A Offensive Player of the Year, could certainly be in the hunt there for State Player of the Year. Akeem Wright, the Defensive Player of the Year for year in Region 4A. I want to go back to Harvey for a second. Five catches, 211 yards, two touchdowns. We saw the night he didn't play, how valuable he was. You missed him against Phoebus, and you came from behind to win that one. Tell us more about what he means to your football team, and then also an update on recruiting, because I know he had committed a while back to Old Dominion, then reopened things.
Well, yeah, well, you know, even when we came back with Norcom, we, you know, he had just got cleared, you know, a couple of days before that to play in the game. So he wasn't at, you know, game speed or game situation, although he had that desire to play. And not to take anything away from Norcom, because they did a really good job of making some plays, and it caused us some problems, you know. But, He's everything. He plays six positions for us, you know, punt return, kick return. He's a deep snapper. He's the holder. He's a wide receiver, and he's the defensive back. So he means everything to us. Now, as far as his recruiting, I haven't really talked to him that much about it, but I think what he's going to do is just wait till the season's over, because he's so hot right now and he's blowing up. I guess he wants to see what opportunities are out there for him.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because he had a good list to begin with ODU and JMU and several others during this season, and now getting the attention. He even made Randy Moss's segment on ESPN, huh?
Yeah, that was awesome, because that was the first time for me. You know, Javon has some of the biggest hands I've ever seen. And, I mean, that's not the first time he's made on one hand a catch or grab or anything, interception for us. So we knew he was capable of doing that. But to have him do it, it was just amazing to get on that.
Yeah, and the young man from the 757 makes it big on the big screen. Late there's had several guys go on and do great things, whether it's Mike Tyson playing with the Houston Texans in the NFL, Jalen Holmes with the Minnesota Vikings, and many more. We're talking with Coach Hank Sawyer, the head football coach of the Titans, going for their third state title here since 2012, their fourth appearance in the championship game in seven seasons. It's the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1. As you look at this matchup coming up with Woodgrove, Coach, I get asked this a lot. I'm sure you do too. Fans around here aren't too familiar with Woodgrove. Having watched them on film, who do they remind you of on film that you've played before or from our area?
Well, they remind me a lot of, you know, some of their players, Eastview, that we just played, but they run the offense that Stonebridge ran in 2012, and they're from up that way.
Okay, so a lot of single-wing football, and it sounds like a lot with the quarterback, Graham Walker, so I'm thinking they're probably going to be really run-heavy.
Yes, I mean, they're going to be running everywhere, but they can throw the football, you know, and people will try to exploit us. You know, we gave up a few short plays that turned into big plays just to pass. So we got to just kind of be ready. I had never really heard of Woodgrove, no offense to them, until, you know, they were announcing that they were leading Blacksburg, you know, because a lot of people, you know, just said Blacksburg was going to be in the state championship. But, you know, that just goes to show you got to play the games.
No doubt.
You got to play the games, and Woodgrove had to play the game.
Yeah, they ended up beating Blacksburg in overtime 26-23 on Saturday, Coach. And Woodgrove is a relatively new school. Their first year was in 2010. This is their first trip to the state championship, though they've had a winning record every year since 2012. And they have a dynamic wide receiver as well in Ben Castellano, headed to the University of Richmond. How does the preparation change for you going from region championship to state semifinal to state championship week? Is it any different, or is it all kind of the same?
It's all kind of the same each week. You know, you tell the kids, hey, you got to win this game. This is the biggest game of your life. And at the time it is, but, you know, the ante goes up. It gets even tougher. And all, you know, they have the same desire that we have to be state champions, you know. We know we have Tavion Copeland, Javon Harvey, and Jayshon Brown Houston that was on that team in 2015 when we lost in double overtime. And, you know, they want to get back there, because that's a bad taste in their mouth from that time.
Yeah, you guys losing that double overtime heartbreaker to Salem in 15 after beating them pretty soundly in 2014. What wisdom do you, or even those players you mentioned, in Copeland and Brown Houston and Harvey and your assistants, what wisdom do you try to pass on to some of the younger guys that haven't been in this spot before?
They got to do it. You know, I tell them, you know, play for your mothers and your fathers and your grandparents. Play for those people that have put so much into you over your four-year career, and play for yourself, you know, because, you know, winning is an exciting thing for everybody, you know, family members. You know, football and basketball, it brings family members together. And so I try to tell them, you know, you got, you know, 48 minutes to win it and a lifetime to think about it.
Very true. As the Titans of Lake Taylor High School, 13-1 overall in the season, get ready to take on the Woodgrove Wolverines a little bit after 4 o'clock on Saturday in the state championship at Liberty University in Lynchburg. And, Coach, it's kind of ironic, the team playing before you is a team you had a battle with. You won it coming from behind. Phoebus playing a heritage of Lynchburg and Lynchburg. And it's kind of neat that you have some teams on your schedule that have gone very far this year. Freedom's playing in a state championship in Class 6 at Hampton University. Maury got to the state semis in Class 5 out of your district, and Phoebus, you play them during the year. How about that?
Oh, yeah, that's exciting to us. That validates us and it lets us know that we played a good schedule. But, you know, we've been following Phoebus and rooting for Phoebus. I rooted for Phoebus all but when they played Norcom, because Norcom was the Eastern District team. And we've been rooting for Freedom ever since then. I've really gotten to, you know and understand Coach Overton. And I really like Brown, the running back. You know, they really have some neat kids. And we had a pretty good battle. They ran us back to Norfolk, Virginia, and we ran them back to Woodbridge. So we have so much respect for each other. But to have a team like Phoebus from our area come down and play before us, because they have so much tradition. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they have 7 state championships, you know. And but, you know, Woodgrove's going to be, a great opponent. We're watching them, and we just got to get ready. But it's an exciting time. It's bringing, you know, the coaching staff closer. It's bringing the kids closer. But, Matt, out of my 40 years of coaching, whether I was assistant or coordinator or head coach, these kids are phenomenal as far as how they let us, how they let the coaches, how they let us coach them. And not just coaching, they're doing things we ask them to do. And when it works, they're happy, and we're happy.
Yeah, I've gotten that sense from reading some of the stories here from and talking with your coach the last few weeks, is that not that you needed the re-energize, but it's kind of rejuvenated you. I mean, you've had some special teams and teams that you've loved, but this team, it sounds like, just talking with you, that you've had so much joy, almost as much as any team this year, watching them grow, because early in the year, people wondered and doubted if Lake Taylor could do this, and you guys have gotten better as the journey's gone along.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes, you know, that's the humanistic part. People want to say, well, Lake Taylor's not the old Lake Taylor anymore, because people were tired of us, you know, having an opportunity to play for a district championship or a regional or even now state championship. And it's not that they really hate us, but they want to see their program do some things as well. So it's pretty good. And just to watch these kids, you know, and I got a kicker, you know, and I feel good about that. Not to take anything away from my other kicker, but he was doing something to help the team in 2015. This kid I have now, he is a really, really good kicker. And I hope the game don't go down to him, but to have some of the tools or the things you need, our offense or defense, you know, not that our offense is great or not that our defense is great, but we do know that they can play football and they can do some things. And so that really helps you to get ready for a team like a Woodgrove, who has those things as well.
A few more minutes with the head coach of the Lake Taylor Titans, Region 4A champs, trying to win another state championship this coming Saturday at Liberty University. That's Coach Hank Sawyer here on the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1. Coach Sawyer, with his great record as the head man of Lake Taylor, 190-50 in 20 years at the helm, going for a third championship ring, which would match his wife in girls basketball, I do believe. But, Coach, as we get ready to finish up here, we had this topic yesterday a little bit on the show, and I want to get your perspective on it, because you're a veteran. It's won some championships. And in fact, your team, along with Ocean Lakes, the last two teams from the 757 to win state championships in VHSL football back in 2014. 3 straight years we haven't done it. Richmond's won it 6 straight years. And people are now saying on the boards and everywhere you read, Richmond has passed the 757 by after we had 18 years from 95 to 2012 with 18 state championships. Your take on that and what you've learned in winning those championships?
Well, you know, you don't take it for granted. You know, that's all our goal. There's a whole lot of people that have coached football way smarter and better coach than me that have not won a state championship. So I don't take any of it for granted, you know. But, you know, you can say Richmond the past this, and, you know, Holly Springs got a real good football team and all. But, you know, I think we got a lot of great football teams here. From what I'm hearing, and I don't know how true it is, but some of it may be, Holly Springs is loaded. They got the best players in Richmond from all over the public schools. And that would be the same if you took and put all five high schools in Norfolk on one team. We would be really good. You know, not to take anything away from them, but I'm just saying that's what it kind of amounts to.
Well, it sounds a lot like that. What would it mean, though, for us in a 7-5-7 to have the Daily Double, you guys and Phoebus win state titles on Saturday?
Well, that would be everything. I know we're rooting for it, and I know I know Holly Spring is rooting for them. And I have nothing against a coach. I think he's a great coach. I think it's Johnson at Holly Springs.
Mm-hmm.
But I was rooting for Ocean Lakes to get there, of course, as well as Maury. But they got a real good football team. But if us and Phoebus could win it, I know it would be great. And I know the fans here would appreciate that. Because the one thing that I felt like our kids have done this year, even some of the people that maybe didn't care for us, the kids have changed their mind when they've seen how hard and resilient these kids are.
Yeah, very true. Do you guys get to this point without the improvement that Jeff Foster has made? I mean, he had a good freshman debut, but it seems like he's grown by leaps and bounds from last year to game one, and even from game one and now game 15.
Well, you know, Jeff Foster is, 15 years old, and so he has really grown. But, you know, my coaches, Coach Mike James, and the other coaches have worked with him. You know, he's got to understand you got to take what a team gives you. We try to put him in the best situations, but the fact that he can throw the football a little bit and he's an over 3.0 kid, he can read the veer, all those things do help us to be pretty good.
No doubt about it. Coming off a 300-plus yard passing game, Jeff Foster, and you got Malik Newton closing in on 2,000 yards rushing. Javon Harvey, I think, is definitely a player of the year candidate, whether it be area, state, and then your defense with just that pressure led by Corey Holloway, Ikeem Wright, Tavion Copeland, and others. We'll get you on this one, Coach. We appreciate the time so much. Hank Sawyer of Lake Taylor with us here on ESPN Radio 94.1, the 757 at 6. All right, it's a two for Coach. What's the Friday itinerary? Is the Wood Grill on the itinerary for Friday? And you got a fan bus going up on Friday as well?
Well, Fran Bus coming up on Saturday, but okay. We are going to be at the Wood Grill. You know, you may say, man, he's talking about food. Well, food does motivate me. I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. I eat when I'm in controversy. The one thing that my late grandmother, Lucy Warren, always taught us to celebrate and always celebrate with food. And the Wood Grill is one of the best buffets I've ever experienced. And so, we will be there after we'll practice at one of the high schools in Charlottesville. And then we'll go back to the hotel, take a shower, and we'll go and eat. And we'll enjoy each other because that's the whole thing. Kids and people, we have to enjoy each other. I mean, winning is great. Playing football is great. But that human part of it, enjoying each other, is what we all need to do.
Amen to that, Coach. And you got my mouth watering, man. I was going to go up Saturday morning at 6 a.m. I'm going to have to join you at the Wood Grill on Friday. But either way, I will see you on Saturday at Liberty University. My friend, Coach Hank Slater, the Lake Tyler Titans, going for another state championship. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, Matt, thanks for having me, and I'll see you up there on Saturday.
All right, sounds good. That is Coach Hank Slater with us here on the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1. He is one of a kind, Kyle, and you see why successful he is. He speaks his mind, he motivates those kids, and has just done an awesome job over there at Lake Taylor. 190-50 overall in 20 years at the helm. Lake Taylor going for a state title. They take on Woodgrove. It's going to kick probably around 4:30 on Saturday. And then the game before that at noon, the Phoebus Phantoms, Jeremy Blunt's team. We had Coach Blunt on last Monday after their thrilling triple overtime win over Norcom 7-6. They beat Culpeper with little trouble 35-14. Phoebus will be taken on at noon on Saturday. Heritage High School out of Lynchburg, which lost in the state championship game to Hopewell last year. That's going to do it for the 757 at 6. Quick trivia for Kyle. Oklahoma 6-1, Notre Dame is 6-1. That's coming up next. Do you know the two teams that have beaten them this year?
Radford.
Yeah, well, Radford beat one.
Well, I know Radford.
Good job.
But who beat Oklahoma?
Yeah. It's a tricky one. Big Ten team.
Ohio State?
No, good guess. Wisconsin. Wisconsin, the only team to beat Oklahoma. Radford, the only team to beat Notre Dame. And you heard Mike Jones right here on the 757 at 6. He also beat Texas and Shaka Smart. Tomorrow night, an abbreviated edition leading you up to William & Mary and Old Dominion. As always, the 757 at 6 brought to you by Larry King Law. If you're injured in an accident, you know who to call at 757-INJURED for Larry King, 757-465-8733. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. For Kyle Hightower, I'm Matt Hatfield. Jimmy V Classic coming next on your home for sports. College, pro, and high school, it's ESPN Radio 94.1.